Star Block News, Talk, and Classic Rock. 103.9 WLPO.
It's 9:12. Rod Thorson along with Sandra Brown from Senior Watchdog. We visit occasionally about things that they do for you at Senior Watchdog, like help you with your Medicare and supplemental insurance that goes along with it, but they've got a big announcement today. If you're listening in, say, Grundy or Will County, and I know a number of you do, I'm from Morris originally, so we've got a lot of friends, family, and colleagues and acquaintances in that neck of the woods. I've got great news for you. Well, Sandra does in a moment. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Sandra. How are you?
Hey, Rod. Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you at Senior Watchdog and your entire staff. You've grown. How long have you been in Peru? Well, you're Peru. You started in La Salle, but how long have you been here?
Well, in the area, we've been there. We're going on, I believe it's our 8th year.
Wow. How time flies.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. For sure. And we're already coming up on a year in our Peru location.
Right. I remember when you came and I started sending and referring clients to you, and I heard back on a regular basis unanimous accolades. People were so happy that you had saved them money on their Medicare and supplemental insurance and getting properly insured. It was such a great service. And so now you're opening a new office, I hear.
Yeah, we are. We're excited. It's opening May 1st. And it's located in the Lincolnshire Business Center in Joliet. So we've kind of got Peoria area covered, we've got Peru covered, and now we're heading north to Joliet. Yeah, so it's very excited, and we have support staff in place there. And the other exciting news we have is our Peru office. We did add on another support staff, so we added Lynn Gruenwald to our client service team. So Lynn is the person that when you come in to check in for your appointment that would be greeting you or answering the telephone. So we're really excited to have Lynn with us as well.
That's terrific. So an expansion there. Well, you have a lot of clients, so you have a lot of people that will call with questions from time to time, whether they're new to Senior Watchdog or already are part of the program. That's what I like, too. I've heard from many of your clients that if they get something in the mail or they have a question that from time to time comes up, they can call your office in Peru on Shooting Park Road with any questions.
Right, right. We're pretty big on that because, you know, that's something personally I didn't like with businesses that I worked with. So, you know, I decided when I opened Senior Watchdog, you know, what I'm going to do it my way and how I want it done. And one of the things that I'm very big on is answering our phones. Now, we had a couple months there that we had grown so big. We're about 2,200 clients out of the Peru office now. So it got to be a little overwhelming, and that's why we added Lynn on. But now we have to where when somebody calls in, they're not just getting a voicemail, because that just really irritates me with business anymore. And it's pretty much everywhere you call.
That's true.
And we didn't want that to happen at Senior Watchdog. And I tell you, we put a lot of training into our clients, too. Like Lynn's going to be going out here the first week of May with our CPA and training with the CPA to, you know, do the bookwork and different ends there. And then we're training her on our programs inside. So it's not like we just hire somebody to answer a phone and they don't know anything going on. There's a lot of training that takes place in there.
That's good.
So, you know, whether I'm out at the Joliet office or if I'm in Peoria or if Clay's busy, you know, Vicky's busy, we'll have, you know, Lynn can answer some basic questions too.
Well, I always say this about Senior Watchdog, that Medicare can be complicated, and it helps to have those experienced professionals on your side. And so is there anything new to report on Medicare? I know every once in a while there's some changes or there's some things that go out that that affect you.
Right, right. Well, there are a lot of things in play right now. We don't know all the details, so I'm not going to talk about the, you know, things that are happening right this minute with Medicare because I don't know all the details. But next phone call, we will have details because there are some changes to the drug plans. But what I did want to touch base on is long-term care and Medicare. I've had a lot of questions for whatever this weekend. I've had like 5 clients really concerned about long-term care and Medicare and the coverage, and they seem to be a bit confused. So I want to clear that up. So one thing that's really important to understand is Medicare itself, Part A and Part B, well, mainly Part A, is not going to cover long-term care, okay? So Medicare will cover skilled care in a nursing home up to 100 days. And when I say up to 100 days, not fully, it will fully pay day 1 through day 20 fully in the nursing skilled care unit if you're showing improvement. Now, you have from day 21 to day 100, it'll pay partially. So you'll end up picking up a copay from day 21 to day 100 of around $200 a day. So if you're in there, you know, that additional 20 days and you do not have a Medicare supplemental, it's going to cost you around $16,000. If you have a supplemental, the supplemental will come up and cover those costs for you. Now, one really, really important caveat that a lot of people don't know, the trigger for this benefit is a three-night stay in a hospital. Okay?
Oh.
So in other words, if you start getting weak at home and decide, well, it's time, you know, dad, mom needs help, we need to get him in the nursing home, if you go right from your home into a nursing home and it's not skilled care, or even if it's skilled care, you did not trigger the Medicare benefits. You have to go from a three-night overstay, three nights overnight in a hospital to the nursing home to trigger that benefit. So if you're in the hospital two nights and you go to that nursing home, that did not trigger that benefit.
And sometimes I suppose this may be because of an injury or a fall or something like that that's unforeseen.
Correct, right. And that's okay. When you usually need the type of skilled care, physical therapy. So, and that's where people get confused. They don't quite understand all the nuances. Well, you have to do this and you have to do that. And, you know, custodial care is not covered, meaning non-skilled care. None of that's going to be covered. It has to be skilled care services, mainly like physical therapy, stuff like that. Or if you have a wound, maybe there's a, you know, a bed sore tunneling in and you need wound care.
Okay.
Stuff like that is what we're talking about, skilled nursing care. Custodial, our long-term care just simply is not covered by Medicare.
So,
that's where you have to look at long-term care separate insurance.
Well, let me ask you this then. At what point in life, at what stage in life do you start thinking about or talking about getting long-term care coverage? You know, I'm sure as you get a little older, it becomes more of a thought or more prevalent. But at what stage in a person's career or life do you start thinking and talking about it?